After that, he mounted a catwalk and moved to a window. There was still some daylight to spend, so he moved from window to window, pressing the open button set below each sill. He ate the rest of his food then and drank a whole bottle of water and smoked two cigarettes. Sitting on the stair, he thought of the days when he had worked with Kelly and Murchison and Dajinsky, twisting the tails of electrons until they wailed and leapt out over the walls and fled down into the city. The clock. He remembered it suddenly, set high on the wall to the left of the doorway, frozen at 9:33 and 48 seconds. He moved a ladder through the twilight and mounted it to the clock. He wiped the dust from its greasy face with a sweeping circular movement, and then he was ready. He crossed to the igniter and turned it on. Somewhere the Ever batteries came alive, and he heard a click as a thin, sharp shaft was driven into the wall of the cube. He raced up the stairs and sped hand over hand up to the catwalk. He moved to a window and waited. "God," he murmured, "don't let him blow. Please don't."